Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I was talking with a patient about her marriage one day when she interrupted and asked me to feel her lower abdomen. The timing of the interruption was really interesting. She thought she might have something abnormal in her lower belly. When I felt the area, there was this large mass about the size of a fist. We then discussed her medical history and the possible causes for the pain in her abdomen. She hadn't been in the city very long and didn't have a regular OBGYN, so I referred her to a friend of mine who understood the way I worked with patients. My friend performed a pelvic exam and ultrasound and then called me with the results. The diagnosis was a grapefruit-sized cyst on her left ovary. When the patient returned to my office, she had already decided that she wanted to be treated holistically by her naturopathic physician and myself. As she lay on the table, I told her I only had one question that I needed answered before we went any further. Her health history included previous conditions relating to her reproductive organs. This really intrigued me, so I asked her, you've already recovered from uterine fibroids and endometriosis. Can you just answer me one question? She looked puzzled and said, shoot. I rolled up next to her and said, tell me something. What else will you do not to have children with this man? She exploded into tears as the truth about her marriage came flying out of her mouth like a rocket. Her husband had not shared vital information about himself until after they had been married. After this bit of information had come out, she asked how I knew to ask that particular question. I mentioned the duration of her marriage, her insistence on having no children, what was left unsaid with her husband, topic of our conversation, which she interrupted, and my response that the mass was about the size of a fist. I was intrigued by my own description of the mass. Where there is a fist, there is a fistful of anger. For a solid month, I bombarded her with treatment, along with her prescribed naturopathic remedies, while she worked on releasing anger and forgiving her husband. A month later, she returned for a follow-up ultrasound with my friend who was the OBGYN. I had yet to speak to my friend when the patient returned to me the following week. She reported that the cyst had completely disappeared. I said, yeah, it's supposed to. She looked perplexed and said, well, you don't seem very surprised. Well, that's because I wasn't surprised. It was supposed to go away if she was doing her homework, if she was following through on her treatment, if she was doing everything that was required of her to heal. It was supposed to disappear. Folks, the first step in the healing process is your recognition and acceptance of the truth. Remember, the body doesn't lie, only the mouth does. Admitting and accepting the truth has to be done before any healing can begin. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.